1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Ohio U.S. Senator J.D. Vance accepted the Republican nomination for vice president on the third night of the Milwaukee convention, pushing for the election of former President Trump and slamming the current administration's efforts against climate change.
A leader who rejects Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's Green New Scam and fights to bring back our great American factories. We need President Donald J. Trump.
Trump himself addresses the convention Thursday night. President Biden is self-isolating at home in Delaware following being diagnosed with COVID a second time. There's been no let-up in the continuing Democratic pressure to end his re-election bid. In the southwestern Chinese city of Zigong, fire at a 14-story shopping mall. Firefighters pulled 75 people to safety, but 16 were killed. Rescue efforts continue. Cause of the blaze not immediately known. This is ABC News. In the wake of the attempt on former President Trump's life, the head of the agency charged with protecting presidents will go before Congress.
Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle has been subpoenaed by the House Oversight Committee ahead of Monday's scheduled testimony. The committee is overseeing an investigation into Saturday's assassination attempt. Following the shooting, Cheadle said she will comply with the investigation and with congressional committees.
ABC's Christiane Cordero in Washington. Emmy nominations for the best on TV are out.
A leading 107 Emmy nominations for Netflix, led by shows including the final season of The Crown, Ripley, and the limited series Baby Reindeer.
I really don't know where it's going to end.
Which scored nominations for series creator Richard Gadd in the lead actor category. In second, FX with 93 nominations, the most in its history. And it had the two most nominated shows, the drama Shogun and the comedy The Bear. HBO and its streaming service Max, which had the most nominations last year, was third this year with 91.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass.
It's only...
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Advocates are demanding an investigation into the deadly police shooting of a homeless man in Milwaukee. It happened outside the Republican National Convention perimeter. Five officers from Columbus, Ohio, shot and killed Samuel Sharp Jr. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says Sharp was threatening someone with a knife.
Someone's life was in danger. These officers, who are not from this area, took upon themselves to act to save someone's life.
About 100 people came to a vigil for Sharp. There are hundreds of law enforcement officers from all over the country here in Wisconsin to help with the RNC. Now authorities will start an investigation into the deadly shooting. And Thursday is the final day of the Republican National Convention. We're expecting speeches from members of the Trump family. And then in the evening, former President Donald Trump is expected to give the keynote address formally accepting his party's nomination. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
The Bucks sign a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks lost to the Clippers 112-97 in summer league action in Las Vegas. Now, guard Patrick Beverley has left the team. He was suspended 4 games for whipping basketball at some fans' heads in frustration after their season-ending loss. Well, after getting no offers from other teams, Beverley has now joined the Israeli Basketball League. So the Bucks have signed shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. The 25-year-old has spent the last 3 years with the Raptors. Baseball for the 10th time in 11 years, the American League has won the All-Star game again, this time 5-3 over the National League. The Red Sox Jaron Duran named the game MVP thanks to his two-run homer in the fifth to put the game away. The Brewers, William Contreras and Christian Yelich, unable to get a hit, but Yelly says he enjoyed the week in Arlington anyway, like seeing Bryce Harper.
It's really cool baseball, so we're all a little similar. We can relate to a lot of the same things, and myself and Bryce, see all these guys so many years later still kind of doing the same thing. It's always pretty cool.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies here in the overnight with light northwest winds. We'll be in the lower 50s to start your Thursday. Sunny skies Thursday afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. Friday will be in the lower 80s. We'll see middle 80s by Saturday. It's 57 at our studios.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Tad Taggart joins us from Western Racket and Fitness to update us on his Endure Just Finish project.
And Tammy and Joe Lefebvre from Oshkosh are in our Small Business Spotlight. Don't miss it.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. A lot to talk about today. I just want to start out, there was so much conversation with Congressman Pocan about, you know, what's going on in the presidential race. And Tom Bonnier has broken down the one of the most recent big polls. It's Insider Advantage / Fox 5 survey of Atlanta. And he points out that black voters are 29% of the electorate in Georgia in 2000, but they were only 2% of the people who took the poll. So what they do is they take this 2%, which was turned out to be 17 people, and multiply their answers by 10, 12, 14, whatever it is, to get up to that 29%, which largely renders polls meaningless. He makes the same point about people under 40, that voters under 40 in Georgia accounted for 1 out of 3 votes, about 33% of the votes in Georgia, but they were only 8% of the respondents. And of course, this is because people are not answering their cell phones, and it's getting harder and harder and harder to get people to take polls. And so what they're doing is they're taking the answers of people who will take a poll, and which probably has unique personality characteristics in and of themselves, and just, you know, multiplying them. And it's nuts. I mean, the point that he's making is that Joe Biden may be way out ahead right now, that the polls, so much of this polling is just like meaningless. And this is what we've been seeing, certainly since 2016, which predicted, where the polls predicted at least a 3-point blowout for Hillary Clinton. We saw the same thing in 2018, we saw it in 2020, we saw it last year, or the last election, 2022, with the whole so-called red wave that was, you know, that all the polls were showing, and it never appeared. I think we need to just, you know, take a deep breath here. Again, whether Joe Biden stays as the nominee or not, that's really up to Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, and I'm just making it very clear that I will support whoever the nominee is, including Joe Biden, 100%, you know, right up to the edge, right up to the end. It's I'm here for the Democratic Party. Vote blue no matter who. But I think this is fascinating. My op-ed at Hartman Report today is titled "The GOP's Secret Agenda for America's Future." And you know, what I'm really talking about in this op-ed is that there's basically, we use these words like, you know, authoritarian or fascist or Christian nationalist or whatever. And for most Americans, these words have no meaning. So what is, you know, how do you describe the kind of government that Republicans are pushing for? Project 2025 is calling for that. The six Republicans on the Supreme Court just set up for Donald Trump if he becomes president. What do you call that? And I call it a kingdom. Kingdoms are the second oldest form of governance among human beings, the oldest being democratic governance, which is how most tribes were governed for, you know, hundreds of thousands of years. Kingdoms, and I reference Charles Dickens in A Christmas Carol, how he talked about how in a kingdom, and I realize there are modern kingdoms that kind of break this rule, including the United Kingdom, but I'm not talking about Trump trying to turn the United States into modern, you know, Denmark or UK. He's trying to turn the United States into Victorian era England, 1840s England, which is when Charles Dickens wrote Christmas Carol. And in that kind of a system, you have basically, there's the very rich, there's the middle class, and there's the working poor. And in that kind of a system, 95% of the people are the working poor. The middle class is only 3 or 4% of the population. It's made up of the doctors and lawyers and small business people like Scrooge. Ebenezer Scrooge was a small businessman. His company was so small he only had one employee. I mean, he was a very small businessman. That was the middle class back then. 95% of all the working people were the working poor. And then, of course, you had the top 1%, which was the royal family and all the people associated with them. And my point is that this is what Republicans have been trying to bring back to America for 43 years now. When Reagan became president, about two-thirds of us were in the middle class in America. Fewer than a third of Americans were the working poor. Today, about half of Americans are the working poor. And fewer than half of us are in the middle class any longer. That's the result of 43 years of Reaganomics. Or, you know, I suppose you could argue 40 years of Reaganomics, because Joe Biden really shifted the gears on this stuff 3 years ago. So I think it's important that we just make it very, very clear what the GOP's agenda is. It's being driven by right-wing billionaires who don't want to pay their taxes. It's all about, you know, making America safe for right-wing billionaires. People like Elon Musk, who just announced, if the reports are accurate, that he's going to give $45 million a month to Donald Trump's campaign. A loophole that was created by the Supreme Court, by the way, allowing that to happen. This is the result of the Citizens United decision in 2010 that created PACs and super PACs. And it's no way to run a government. And frankly, I don't think it's what most Americans want. You know, in these old-timey kingdoms, you know, you didn't have public schools. Only the very rich went to school. If somebody got sick, it would wipe out their families. I mean, you know, to a large extent, America's like that right now. Dickens's father went to debtor's prison. If somebody gets sick, it wipes out the family. They're in debt, I'd say. Meanwhile, you've got the Lord Mayors, you know, with their giant manor houses and their 50 cooks and butlers. The 1% of the Victorian era who are doing what they do. Adam Young, back in 1791, English economist, he wrote, "The nobility and clergy have for centuries been exempted from taxation. The nobles and clergy, by their privileges and exemption from taxes, threw all the weight of the state expenses on the people." Right? And here we are. I mean, you know, this is the change that has happened. Thomas Jefferson, in a letter to John Adams. Now, Jefferson, keep in mind, died in bankruptcy. He was not a rich guy. Although he was richer than the average working person at the time, because he had a fair amount of land, and he owned a bunch of people, which is pretty gruesome, but nonetheless, he died in bankruptcy. And he was writing to John Adams, who was a lifelong member of the middle class, in 1814. He said, again, talking about the rich, he said, "You might as well, with the sailors, whistle to the wind as suggest precautions against having too much money. We must scud then before the gale and try to hold fast ourselves by some plank of the wreck." I mean, this was, you know, how our founders, this is the guy who not only wrote the Declaration of Independence, but also wrote the document that became the statement of purpose for the French Revolution as well. And the first draft of the Bill of Rights, and just looking at this and saying, the right wing billionaires want to turn America into that world that Charles Dickens wrote about, back in the 1840s. and it's not right. It's not a good thing. It's not what, you know, what America wants, frankly, and it's not certainly what we should want. So just wanted to be on the record with that. Our last chance to rescue democracy may be this November, so vote. I'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Private Medicare plans, Medicare Advantage, producing a pile of cash for a couple of, a small handful of companies. I'll tell you about that after the break. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You exercise and watch what you eat, but then you get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle three. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to us and to you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman or enter the code Hartman before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using code Hartman with two N's at the end or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
In the halls of power, shadows grow, where democracy fades and secrets flow. From ancient times, a tale unfolds of kingdoms rising, stories told. In Sumer sands and China's fields, Miss American temple, secrets revealed.
There you go, the kingdom's rising, and that's exactly what the Republicans want. 21 minutes past the hour. Private Medicare plans. This is Wendell Potter's newsletter, healthcareuncovered.substack.com. And Healthcare Uncovered is the name of the newsletter. And his headline, Private Medicare Plans and Vertical Integration Yield United Health $15.8 billion in profits just in the first half of the year, just between January and June. United Health announced, he writes, this morning, this was yesterday, that it made $15.8 billion in operating profits between the 1st of January and the end of June. That compares with $4.6 billion that they made during that same period back in 2014. So what took them from $4.6 billion to $15.8 billion? Medicare Advantage. And they just got busted in a big way by the Wall Street Journal. They did this, the Wall Street Journal did this whole story about this, and they pointed out that basically what these Medicare Advantage companies are doing is they're increasing their profits by refusing to pay for services. Because, you know, the Advantage plan, I mean, with real Medicare, real Medicare can't turn you down. If your doctor says you need an MRI, you get the MRI. If your doctor says you need a blood test, you get the blood test. If your doctor says you need a surgery, you get the surgery. There is no pre-clearance. Nobody has to call anybody and say, can we do this, please? With Medicare, they just pay the bill. If they suspect there's fraud, they go after them after the fact, you know, with the force of law. But, you know, they pay the bill. But with Medicare Advantage, the insurance company is always between you and your doctor, between you and the hospital, between you and the MRI machine or the X-ray machine or the clinic or lab, and so this is as this is what the Wall Street Journal said: insurer-driven diagnoses by United Health for diseases that no doctor treated generated $8.7 billion in 2021 payments to the company. The journal's analysis showed United Health's net income that year was about $17 billion. So, you know, this is how they're making their money. They're, number one, they're claiming that their patients are sicker than they are, or their clients or customers. And number two, when you do get sick, my recollection is, and don't quote this because I'm doing this from memory, but my recollection was that the New York Times reported a couple of years back that 17% of all claims are not paid for, maybe it was 18%, are not paid for in for people who have Medicare Advantage plans. And, you know, that means that if you go ahead and get the procedure anyway, and you end up with a $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 bill or even $500 bill for some lab work, because you got it before the insurance company got around to turning you down or approving the payment, you're on the hook for it. It's going to screw up your credit. This is, you know, and Medicare Advantage is not a good deal, I'm telling you. All right, and our crazy alert for the day. This is just nuts. There's a new prop that is picking up steam at the the Republican National Convention. People are wearing maxi pads on their ears and Band-Aids. I guess maxi pads have an adhesive back to them, so you can kind of fold it over your ear. I don't get it. I do get it. They're trying to look like Donald Trump. I mean, remember when Trump was having his trial and there was all this discussion about, you know, his smell and whatnot because his diaper was full, and a whole bunch of Republicans at one of his rallies started, you know, wearing diapers, adult diapers, and you know, diapers for Trump and stuff. And no, that wasn't Democrats doing that. That was actual Republicans. And so now they're putting maxi pads on their ears to look like Band-Aids so that they can look like Dear Leader. It's, I don't know, weird hardly begins to describe it. All right, so what's on your mind? Gar in Atlanta. Hey, Gar, what's up?
You stole my thunder. Weird. I mean, this is a weird election, Tom.
Yeah.
We have a candidate on the Republican Party with 34 felonies, and I never heard anyone or hear anyone talking about how many years each of those counts are called for.
I believe they're 4 or 5 years each.
4 years for each, so he could get 136 years.
Okay.
But they worried about Biden stepping down, but I don't never hear him say 136 years, this is what he could get.
Yeah.
And they're never talking about the crimes he's done. I mean, it's weird. I mean,
Trump has spent his whole life skating. You know, he's gotten away with, you can't say he got away with murder. Well, actually, I think you could. America had the worst COVID death rate, second only to Peru,
yeah,
in the world because of Trump's incompetence.
And Joe Biden has the bully pulpit. He has the pulpit, but he's not using it. That's my problem with him. He has the bully pulpit.
Well, he's been giving some barn burner speeches lately. I don't know if you've caught him, Gar. They tend not to make it to the media.
But he haven't mentioned those 136 years yet. And another thing, too, no Republican has ever won the presidency without my home state of Ohio.
Yeah.
No Republican has ever won the presidency without. That's why he chose J.D. Vance.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt that Trump is going to win Ohio. It's, they have, they've purged, millions of voters from Ohio.
So, they don't win without Ohio.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Democrats need to get in Ohio.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Gar. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be picking up your calls on the other side of the break. What's on your mind? It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Here's my prediction for tonight. You're going to hear J.D. Vance blame poor people for their own poverty. You can take it to the bank. We'll be right back. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of 2 books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, my dogs eat your food and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference. So I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that, you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
Or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Ohio U.S. Senator J.D. Vance accepted the Republican nomination for vice president on the third night of the Milwaukee convention, pushing for the election of former President Trump and slamming the current administration's efforts against climate change.
A leader who rejects Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's Green News scam and fights to bring back our great American factories. We need President Donald J. Trump.
Trump himself addresses the convention Thursday night. President Biden is self-isolating at home in Delaware following being diagnosed with COVID a second time. There's been no let-up in the continuing Democratic pressure to end his re-election bid. In the southwestern Chinese city of Zigong, fire at a 14-story shopping mall. Firefighters pulled 75 people to safety, but 16 were killed. Rescue efforts continue. Cause of the blaze not immediately known. This is ABC.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Add one more to the list, we've had yet another tornado touchdown in the Badger State. The National Weather Service confirmed an EF1 twister touchdown in Keeler on Monday. It ripped the roof off of a classic supper club there. The family who owns it has now started a GoFundMe. We've had such an unusual tornado season here this year. 21 twisters so far in 2024. All of last year, we only had 21 of them. And with new legislative maps here in Wisconsin, and there's a lot at stake in November. Republican strategist Keith Gilka says the down ballot races will be key.
People from the community know their community, have connections to their community, and know how to go out there and win races.
Thursday is the final full day of the convention. Former President Donald Trump will give the keynote address in the evening. That's when he'll formally accept the Republican Party's nomination for president. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Excited for the blockbusteriest blockbuster of the summer? If the early reviews are any indication, you won't be let down. Twisters is currently pulling an 83% on Rotten Tomatoes. Reviewers are praising not only the film's CGI, but also well-thought-out characters in the disaster film. I see a new box office champion this weekend, move over Despicable Me 4. In big-time stars that need a reality check news, the New York Post reports that singer Adele says she has no desire to release an album anytime soon. The singer is under contract in Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace and says she'll take a powder after her contract ends in November. Adele says she does not like being famous, but loves that she gets to make music all the time, even though she has no plans to make new music anytime soon. She says music was always a hobby that she just fell into. Adele says what she really wants to be is a TV script reader. $75 a script versus multi-millionaire performer. After a few months of that, she'll be running back to Vegas. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies here in the overnight with light northwest winds. We'll be in the lower 50s to start your Thursday. Sunny skies Thursday afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. Friday will be in the lower 80s. We'll see middle 80s by Saturday. It's 57 at our studios.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This whole week, I've been trying to think of some maneuver I could say that would go viral and totally sell my soul for extra cash. I'm not putting myself above that.
How about Schwabba Habba? Or Schwabby Dada? Or Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong? Instead of the more you know, it just says Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong with a rainbow and a star shooting star.
Conrad, I think we got our promo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, day 4, we're live at the RNC in downtown Milwaukee. A little sports talk with Paul Noonan, Brittany Merlot for Weather and Wine at 11:50. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Chewy just love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
In a world that's ever-changing, where the shadows often fall, you can be a light, a beacon, standing strong and tall. Every action, every word, ripple far and wide. When you choose to make a difference, there's no need to hide. From the fields of green to city streets and every heart and mind, the power to change the world is yours. It's what you leave behind.
Make 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to touch on Medicare. As you probably recall, the Congress that had the Democratic majority early on was making a major effort out of the progressive community in the Congress to introduce a Medicare for All bill. There was a Senate version with Bernie and AOC's squad. They were working on a version. They weren't identical, but the idea was the same, the overarching legislation to bring Medicare for All in a single-payer system. They couldn't even get it to come in for a vote, much less what kind of compromises they would have to make. I really believe that the campaign of President Biden and Kamala Harris should say very forthrightly, we're going to have a 21st Century Medicare Act, and what it is, it's going to simplify it. This Medicare Part A, Part B, deducted from your Social Security, Part C, it's too much. It's ridiculous. Furthermore, the whole Medicare Act is a second-class citizen act for poor people, which is spread across 50 states and 50 governors, and a third of them don't even want to do anything to help anybody because of the Republican ideology. They need to merge Medicare and Medicaid together, and they need to have one simple plan. There's no deductibles. There's no Part A. You get everything. That's what a modern health care plan looks like, whether it's for-profit or non-profit, Blue Cross and Blue Shield. And they can make this a part of their campaign before they get into the monumental, you know, war of the worlds to try to get Medicare for All. This is something they have 100% control over. It's Medicare, it's Medicaid, it's all government. No one can tell them what to do with their own plan. And they really need to talk about an issue and stop worrying about fascism and, you know, Martians or whatever, you know.
The problem that we're facing, Paul, is that the health insurance industry is massively profitable. They're making billions of dollars every month. And, you know, peeling off a few dozen million to bribe politicians, including Democrats. I mean, we do have a caucus of Democrats who are basically on the take. They're the corporate Democrats, you know, the so-called problem solvers. Josh Gottheimer, I believe, is the leader of them. Jared Golden, another,
right,
you know, big guy.
Right.
And
Third Way, all that
stuff.
Yeah,
exactly. And as long as bribery is legal in the United States, you know, the entire Republican Party is all in on this, and maybe a third of the Democratic Party is, and that's why nothing gets done, is because you've got these special interests that are bribing our politicians. We've got to overturn Citizens United.
I wasn't talking about getting something done. I'm talking about in the campaign, talking about fascism all the time. Uh-huh. I wake up every day, and, you know, no one's knocking at the door in a long black jacket with a Luger ready to take me off to, you know, God knows where.
Yeah.
But my rent goes up. I get billed. I'm on Medicare. I get these ridiculous Mickey Mouse bills for $500 for God knows what. You know, somebody came in to my hospital room when I was half drugged out of my mind after something, and he checks my spleen, and then they, you know, it's a consultant fee. Yeah. You know, and then, oh, you didn't pay the bill. Like, well, maybe Medicare disallow. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's about.
No, Medicare doesn't disallow things unless you have Medicare Advantage.
Well, I have Medicare Advantage, but I don't want to get into that right now. What I do want to say is he can talk about it. I just saw the Chiron on your show. He announced a plan for 5% caps on rent if you're a landlord with fewer than or no more than 50 units. So, you know, he can talk about these things, whether they get through or not. You know, we don't know what the future brings, but he can talk about it. He can start getting out there and stop going over, you know, Putin and Trump and mixing up names. Who cares? Talk about Medicare. Talk about rent control. He's doing the right things.
Yeah, well, he was talking about rent control yesterday.
Right, so he can continue that. He can talk about Medicare.
I get it.
He can't get half the people in the country on the Medicaid because we don't want to give it to the poor people. So make everything Medicare and take it out of the state's hands.
Yeah, philosophically, I completely agree with you, Paul, and I do think that the Democrats need to define three or four issues and just pound them relentlessly. And I think that probably is one that would do well. Although what we saw with Obamacare, which was a totally corporate plan. I mean, you know, it was just it was corporate, massive corporate welfare. It was the only way Obama could get it through Congress, was that even that wasn't good enough for the Republicans. So, you know, it's going to be a fight. It's going to be a real fight. Paul, thanks for the call. Jim in Long Beach, California. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Oh, hi. Good morning. I was busy here. Quick question. Where is the official report of the assassination attempt, of the shooting, medical, ballistics, medical on Trump?
There is no official report, and we have no information from his doctors or anything like that.
And the gun and the ballistics and everything.
The gun was
else.
An AR-15, and there's no doubt that,
right.
that was what was shot, and that was, you know, what hit the guy behind Trump and apparently a couple of other people.
And the shooter and the medical on the shooter, autopsy.
The shooter's dead.
Yeah, right, but the autopsy needs an official autopsy that needs to be done in the case of murder.
And I'm sure there will be, but, you know, when a sniper from the Secret Service takes you out, explodes your head, there's little doubt about what killed you.
And the security detail, composition, who hired them?
Well,
that'll be
coming. You've got the Secret Service, the FBI, and the DOJ all testifying before Congress next week. So, you know, it's going to come, Jim. Will in Santa Barbara. Hey, Will, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing?
Good. What's up?
I just want to say to keep doing what you're doing because you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
And my concern, well, just a quick statement. Nancy McLean, Democracy in Chains,
mm-hmm.
painted this whole scenario that's happening now in 2017.
Yep.
And it was about the economist Buchanan.
And that was like a decade ago that she wrote that book.
Yeah, I know, but it was 2017.
Yeah.
And I've read it twice, mm-hmm. and the last three chapters are just incredible.
Yep.
But anyway, he traces it to Buchanan, his radical public choice theory,
mm-hmm.
Radical libertarian economics, backed by Koch. And she explains exactly how they infiltrated Washington and the whole thing. It's just the greatest book, one of the greatest
Democracy
books.
Democracy in Chains is a fabulous book that every American should read. I agree with you. Nancy McLean. She's been on this program a number of times. She's
yes, I know. When she wrote the book, she was on a lot of the channels, you know, and then they just kind of forget about her, move on to the next thing. Anyway, there's a section of the government code, 606C, that it dates back to World War II, and it was updated in 1951 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it allows the president, if she deems it necessary, I thought that she was very interesting. Upon proclamation of the president that there exists a war, threat of war, or a state of public peril. Now, I don't think it'd be hard to prove that this is a state of public peril, with Fox News cranking out the propaganda and misleading people consistently, and the nominee of the Republican Party saying I'm going to make all these changes for Project 2025, and then I'm going to have my retribution, maybe he'll hang Mike Pence this time.
And so Nancy, the point you're trying to make here, Will, is what?
The point I'm trying to make is that why are we gambling with cheaters? You couldn't go to a casino and cheat, and they'd let you continue to gamble there. So why are we gambling this whole election on the future of democracy in America when the president has authority to do some, not even what the Supreme Court gave him, but what he has now under these acts to shut down the propaganda machine and do a number of other things.
The president does not have the power to shut down Fox News. I mean, you know, arguably the Supreme Court just gave him that power, but he's not going to, that would
involve. No, in 606C, it says, applicable to stations or devices capable of emitting electromagnetic radiations, direct closure of any station for radio communication.
No, I get it, but that requires, you know, something like a declaration of emergency or state of war. And I don't think that legally we're there, Will. I agree with you, it's a time of crisis for America, but I don't think that legally you can be invoking emergency powers. Thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, a place where despair is not an option.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. it's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Matt Nair on Air.
John Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Cube League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's cubes.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Cube Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Batons.
Oh, do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
Because I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep it
clean. Go ahead. Thanks. That's really
nice. You are one master whacker, I'll tell you that.
Wow, that's unbelievable. You Hollywood types.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Shadows used to stand tall. A new voice echoes, breaking down the old wall. Promises of grandeur, whispers of the past. But the storm's rolling in, the old guard won't last. From Lincoln to Reagan, the legacy they forged, now crumbling beneath the weight of his force. A phoenix rising, but not from the same fire. The old Republican order caught in the mire.
Trump's the old Republican order caught in the mire. I love it. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Beth in Newport, Oregon, listening on KYAQ. Hey, Beth, what's up?
Hi, Tom. So when I was listening earlier, and this has been bothering me for a multitude of days, the last couple weeks, I'm not hearing women's rights being mentioned. As a woman and all my friends who are women, we're scared. And it's a big deal to us. You know, there are a multitude of reasons not to vote for Trump. But to us, I mean, this changes our lives in huge ways. And I'm tired of hearing young males, usually white. In fact, they've all been white, who said to me, yeah, I think I'm thinking about sitting this one out. And I heard a caller say that this morning.
Yeah.
And it's really nice that they have that luxury. How nice for them.
Right.
And I don't think people understand. And anyway, we're getting lost. The women are being, again, put on the back burner. And I think if anyone thinks that the same women who are saying, you know, the same, all these Senate candidates who are Democrats in some of these states who are way ahead of the Republicans, where Joe Biden lags behind, if anybody thinks that the women are not going to vote for Joe Biden, they really don't understand women.
Well, Trump carried white women in both 2016 and 2020. Whether he will carry white women this time or not is a huge question. And again, I don't trust the polling at all. I don't think you can underestimate, you know, 100 million pissed off women. And there's a groundswell. We keep seeing it in state after state where you have, you know, these special elections and things. And you know, oh, it's a dead heat, and it's, you know, and then it becomes a blowout, or you know, oh, that Republican, he's going to win by 23 points, and he wins by 5 points, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I just, I'm not trusting the polls at all. And I think even an enfeebled Biden, even, you know, a Biden who can't string a sentence together, and he's not that bad, obviously, but he does a great job with the prompter, as most politicians do, and as Trump does.
But
Biden with his, you know, raspy voice and everything else, people will take that over losing their rights, I think, any day.
Oh, yes.
And so.
Yes. And he has a good vice president behind him. Yep. I mean, we're not worried about that at all.
No, I'm not either. I get it. There's a bunch of bedwetting going on. And we'll see how it shakes out. Like I said, I'm here to try to make sure that up and down the tickets, and particularly in, you know, the White House and the Senate and the House, but right across the board, that we elect Democrats, because the Republican Party has become so toxic. This is not just a matter of preference like it might have been two decades ago. This is a matter of the survival of democracy, and I don't think that's hyperbole. I really don't. Beth, I need to move along, but thank you for the call. Your point was very well made. Thank you. Ben in Chicago. Hey, Ben, what's up?
Hi, Tom. You spoke to my frustrations earlier, a couple of times, actually. I think one of the reasons that the Republicans are so effective is because they go straight for the limbic system, for the emotional part of the brain.
Yep.
It's very simple. It's based on fear. And we constantly try to go for the cerebral cortex. And I think that's where we tune out. And it's just been a frustration.
Let me give you an example, Ben. Last night, the Republicans, person after person after person, said Joe Biden is letting immigrants come into the country. Quack, 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 quack. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Fentanyl, blah, blah, blah. And yet, the Republican, Republican Jim Langford of Oklahoma, senator, and some Democrats got together and wrote a bill that would have solved most all of the problems with the southern border. And Donald Trump ordered Mike Johnson, and the Speaker of the House, to kill it. It passed the Senate. He ordered it to be killed. So, talk about hypocrisy. So there they are, like you said, throwing out the emotional stuff, but the intellectual stuff, like, the hypocrisy of this, pointing out that there actually was legislation that would have solved this problem, and you guys refused to go along with it, never even gets considered.
Absolutely. And they're standing up there. I watched it last night. They're standing up there at the same time saying how, gays support us, blacks support us, and they've got this Project 2025 out there that speaks. Yeah.
They're lying through their teeth, Ben.
Exactly. It's hypocrisy. But the main point is, we keep trying to go for, when we're throwing out, acronyms and words like the Department of Education is going to be taken away, for a lot of people, that means nothing.
Yep.
We have to say what that means for you. What is that going to do to you? What is that? We have to stop doing that. And the other point that I have, Tom, I'm sorry, just to put a period on that, is that I go through a lot of, YouTube. I hear the music. The other thing is, we need to be more direct. If we had a simple slogan messaging, just put out what we've done and say, yeah, we did that.
Yeah, there you go. Ben, I do have to move along. Thank you. Thank you. Spot on. I agree. Our messaging has always, the Democratic Party's messaging has always been relatively dysfunctional, or at least since the 60s and 70s. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 5.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Pete Schwabba.
Thursday night on Nightlight, we are live streaming from 7 to 8 p.m. because of the RNC. We are back on air on all platforms from 8 to 9 p.m. Pete welcomes comedian Johnny Beaner and Abby Novak talks Light the Night Appleton.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.